Send 0TR mobile.
Good time. You're getting this mess this morning. It's kind of still pretty chilly out there, isn't it?
Well, it's warm here in the truck. Yeah, it was 51, and still, that was about 19 degrees warmer than it was yesterday morning. It was about freezing yesterday. We are over here headed to Spartanburg, going to Sam's and then over to Best Buy for pick up an item, Jerry. And it's kind of gloomy and it's not foggy, but it's spitting rain a little bit.
Heavily overcast. Yeah, I don't think we've got any rain. Well, maybe we have, but it looks kind of misty looking, foggy outside this morning. But it's just one of those days we just didn't. Yeah, it was cold yesterday, but at least it was pretty nice outside later on in the day anyway. But it was cold yesterday morning. It wasn't too cold this morning. You're right. It was not anything like it was yesterday, but it's kind of gloomy outside, Dave.
Roger. Well, there was a ton of 160-meter contacts on last night, but they having a CW contest, and it's been really sparse there. The propagation's been awfully noisy, as usual, for 160, you know. So I got to looking at it, and guys, there was only one or two DX calls on there, and that's all I was looking for, to be honest. I've only got 60 on that band, and I'd like to use that new vertical and get some DX on there, but maybe later. Yeah, man, you ought to have seen that band scope last night. It looked like a pin cushion, Jerry.
Good to hear you starting to open back up again. There was, well, last week it was kind of quiet. I noticed on 40 meters, but just listening to shortwave band and just a little bit down on the CW section of 40. And then other times, it's just, you know, when it's open, it's been open pretty well, but it's been kind of up and down the last couple weeks, I guess, but not or anything, but something must have been going on in the last couple of weeks to cause some issues with it. But getting that DXCC on the top band, it's pretty difficult, I guess, especially with the sunspot situation the way it's been, but hopefully it'll improve over the course of the next year or so.
You think that affects the 160 band that much, but I could be dead wrong on that. But the 160-meter band, I asked Ariel one time in Y4G, I said, how'd you get that, Ariel? Because he was really going after things vehemently to get that 9 band. I got 8 bands, but I don't have 9. He said that was a lot of sleepless nights, Tom.
Because that's really right there around where the AM broadcast band is, and this that propagation can be good. It's just, you know, like you said, you might have to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning to hit it just right. Get that, I guess it works on gray line too, but I know years ago when the big stations used to be in the Midwest, we could hear them down here, you know, after about 9 or 10 in the evening. And they'd be like they were next door. I remember used to listen to, KDKA in Pittsburgh and WLS in Chicago and WOWO and WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's a popular station down here. We could get it pretty well from right, man, in this area anyway, on just a, you know, AM, you know, decent AM transistor radio.
Yeah, I think it was 910 or something like that for WLS, and 71 country was in Kansas City, I think. Yeah, those AM bands were really terrific back then. I talked on AM before on ham radio. They still have nets on there, but I haven't done it in years and years, Jerry. But I'm no expert on 160, except I know it's a winter band, and it's very, very noisy otherwise. But, gosh, I could have worked worked all states last night really easily, but I don't know. That one doesn't really get into it. I worked three, I think, and one of them was in Maine. One of them was in Kansas, because that's where we were from, Beloit, Kansas. And I can't, you remember where that's at, Bernice? That's up by Topeka or something, isn't it? I'm not sure, Jerry, but boy, you could hear every state in the union last night, except Hawaii. But I don't know. I got sleepy, and we shut her down about 10:30. But to get, like you said, if you're going to get good contacts on 160, you're going to stay up, because by the time we go to bed, it's 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning over there, and there's not too many people going to do that. But we'll hope that they get some DX before the year's out, Jerry. We're about 4 or 5 blocks from Sam's here in Spartanburg. Maybe I'll catch you on the way home. But, yeah, I'd like to learn more about that band. There's always room to learn. So I'm looking forward to it. And I haven't talked to too many people that are real overly familiar with it around here. Take care, Jerry, and have a good day. N4DJC and Gerald TR.
Lady and Bernice, have a good afternoon. I'll make catch you on the return trip. Regardless, be careful out there. N0TR N4DJC clear.
Good morning, Miss Bernice, KFIWLL Mobile.
I'm just parking over here at Sam's, so I can't stay long. It's nice to hear your melodious voice this morning.
Good morning, Tom, and good morning, Jerry there. Hope y'all have a good day. We just got done with litter pickup on the side of the road. It's been raining over here in Taylor's and the Pelham area. I'll let y'all go. Y'all take care. Have a good day. Don't try not to spend too much money there at Sam's. But, yeah, y'all was talking about DX AM stations. KVOO 1170 out of Tulsa used to be a real good one, too. I don't know if they boomed into this area or not, but I know they boomed west for the truckers. 73, take care. KA5WL clear.
Have a nice day, Leroy. Send 0TR clear from 73.
DLL, I think it's right to call that. We didn't get much from that part of the Midwest here. We would usually get, you know, stuff from the northern part of the Midwest, New York and, you know, Illinois, Indiana, places like that. We didn't get much from, you know, from Louisville. We didn't get much from down south either, you know, south of us either. It wasn't, of course, that's been over 50, probably closer to 60 years ago now when I used to listen to it at night. But I had an old Silvertone radio. It had like about 8D batteries in the back of it, and had that big old ferrite bar antenna, but you could twist it the right way and it'd be like it's next door. N4DJC, I'd be clear.
Roger that. The 1170 was like 100,000 watts nighttime. It was, I knew they did it for the truckers up and down the interstate, so. But you take care, KA5WLL.
KA5WLL, okay, I got that down. Sorry about the mix-up in the call. My mind didn't work quite as good as it did. If it ever went very well. Have a good afternoon. Maybe catch you a little bit later on. N4DJC clear.
Roger that.